This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, welcome back, G-Bag Nation. It's G-Bag of the Day is coming up here in about 10 minutes on your home of the Cowboys. This segment of the nation brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels to get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Hit frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Here's Zach with some TV takeaways from Super Bowl Sunday.
All right, so The Athletic broke down some Super Bowl takeaways, also ranked their favorite Super Bowl commercials, 877-881-1053. What were some of your words? Shout out to our friends over at Stella Artois. They did end up coming in at number two, second best Super Bowl commercial, according to The Athletic, the David and the Dave, where David Beckham, he's got a long-lost brother in the States, and it turns out to be Matt Damon.
Yeah,
it was good.
It was
I
good.
Laughed. Yeah, I thought it was pretty
you
humorous
mean,
commercial.
It was Other Dave.
Other Dave.
Other Dave.
David and Other Dave.
The Ben Affleck joke at the end of that was really good.
It was fantastic.
Congrats to Stella for scoring big. You know, I only remember two of them. The seal as seal was weird, and then the guy with a cowboy hat for a head that was bald.
The flesh hat.
Yeah, the flesh. Okay,
those
that was
what it was.
Yeah, it was like that was weird.
Yeah. What are we doing?
I couldn't get locked into the commercials after those two. I was like, man, we've run out of good ideas. Can we get back to Bud Bowl or the Budweiser Frogs or something?
Yeah.
You know, or What's Up Guy?
Yeah.
It just isn't doing it for me.
You had the Clydesdale one where
it was
weird.
I always loved the
pushing the keg into the bar.
It was like the marketing agencies took LSD this year, Will Chuck. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I mean, you had the instance where you have not one but two facial hair fly off the face bits.
Oh, my goodness. What was that? We're all going to do mushrooms and brainstorm Super Bowl commercials.
Little Caesars and Pringles, dude.
Yeah, the Pringles.
The mustaches go into the air and bring you cans of Pringles, and then they don't even arrive?
and then the glass window? Eyebrow ones, those were a little wild.
Dunkin's did it again. I like the Dunkin's commercial, Dunkin' Donuts.
Belichick and stuff.
Belichick's in there. They got Casey Affleck. And I think Belichick's girlfriend was even in there again.
Okay, I was
She's
wondering.
She's kind of won the weekend here with her trolling and everything.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if that was her or not.
I thought it was.
I could totally imagine that was her, though.
I did like the, my gosh, I'm blanking on his name, Matthew McConaughey. Him doing the Mike Ditka bit.
Yeah, that
was pretty good. I thought that was a fun one with Uber Eats. Century of Cravings. A lot of McConaughey's commercials were pretty solid there. And then you did have the one with the bear whiskey. Was it like Bear Fight Whiskey?
Mm-hmm.
That was a pretty good ad. That one I thought was pretty funny. But overall, I thought the big thing, as soon as the game started, I'm like, what are they doing with this scoreboard here?
Oh, the score bug. Yeah,
like,
that was...
What's going on?
They were just sort of floating numbers.
Yeah.
They were much bigger than usual.
And every year, I guess the Super Bowl will introduce a new score bug that'll then end up like bleeding into the next season. But this one, I'm not sure if it worked or not for Fox.
No, it doesn't seem like many people liked it. It wasn't like so distracting to me that it was bothersome. But just looking at it, you're going, I think we've had better in the past.
What'd you think of Brady's performance? He called himself for this, like he wanted to be more of a game manager. He wanted the players to really stand out. But in this game, it was such a blowout. I think that he has to end up stepping up his game a little bit because you're now having to fill a lot of airtime because there's not a lot going into the game where it's like, oh my gosh, this is a huge third down. We're living for the snap. Like, this game was pretty out of hand, especially when the Eagles went on that massive drive in the third quarter, just bleeding clock. Yeah. You knew then, crap, I don't think Mahomes is pulling out a rabbit out of his head, as Jason Witten would say.
Right.
It wasn't Jason Witten bad, but I think it was just more sort of awkward and weird pacing and, you know, stumbles. I think he can be great at it, but it's going to take a long time to sort of get the feel for it. It's very rare. Like, even Romo, you know, was way too high strung and energetic. Yeah. I mean, it's just
like jumping around.
It's a weird comfort zone to settle back into. And I think for every one of these players, there's going to be an awkward transition. You know, does he want to be good enough to go through 4 or 5 years? If he does, then I look forward to that time when it's not such an abrupt, you know, broadcast.
Yeah, and he'll give some analysis that bleeds into the next play, you know, like the timing of it all. Mm-hmm. As saying something awesome in a 10 to 15 second window is very challenging, and there were times where ball's getting snapped and he's still talking about something else.
I did like the back and forth with him and the ref guy that's in the Fox booth, and he's talking about like certain players getting certain calls.
It's Mike Pereira.
Mike Pereira, yeah, and he's like, yeah, man, some of those quarterbacks, they might end up in a booth working with you, and those guys we just don't like to talk to very much. Like, him and Pereira might have a little bit of a beef, I don't know. But Brady would always get the benefit of a lot of those calls. Last night, I thought about what Justina Anderson did say to us on Radio Row. Like, she felt the energy would just be a little bit different. Everyone's talking about the Chiefs getting the benefit of a lot of calls, and things were very anti-Chiefs, I did feel like, earlier in that game, kind of going towards the Eagles' way. Not that officiating had anything to do with the play. I mean,
they
the
did
Eagles
finally
just kicked their ass.
They did finally call an A.J. Brown pass interference, though.
Which was also bad
call. It's been obvious all year long.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, so you thought that was a bad call on A.J. Brown when he pushes McDuffie into the face? To me, that felt like you shouldn't be able to do that when the ball's in the air.
Right.
So I thought it was a good call. But Pereira comes on and is like, no, I don't like that call.
I didn't love it.
I liked that call. I thought that was fair.
I thought it's the Super Bowl. Let's these guys play a little bit. I thought we had some unnecessary calls.
That's the one time that I actually thought it was pass interference.
With the face grab?
Yeah, if you put your hand in a guy's face to push off.
The fact that he was on the face mask, I get what you're saying.
Hand fighting is cool, but hand
there's
to face,
a lot of physical play going back and forth. I thought the ball placement was pretty perfect there from Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. AJ Brown didn't really even need to do that. But
yeah,
Fox,
Jalen Hurts played incredible.
Overall, the entire broadcast, like, I thought they missed a big opportunity. And The Athletic noted this too. Like, Greg Olsen should have been utilized more. We saw him all week at Radio Row. Like, I understand he's now been kicked to the two booth. But why don't you have him on some of the pregame stuff, like with Gronk and Edelman, some of the postgame analysis? Like, utilize Olsen. I don't know why you didn't do a three-man booth with him. They did this when Troy first started with Chris Collinsworth and Joe Buck. Have Brady go into a three-man booth with Olsen and Burkhart. I thought that would have been overall a better broadcast.
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's something. I wonder how much they considered that. Because you would have wanted to do it all season. You wouldn't have wanted to just do it for the Super Bowl, right? You would have wanted to establish that particular three-man
chemistry.
Which
Fox get this game back again? Is it like every? It's like the
it's
Olympics?
Every 2 years.
Is it every 2 years?
It's CBS Fox.
NBC gets
NBC?
In there as well. And I think that
ESPN get in there?
I know ESPN/ABC is trying to make a push to get in on the rotation.
So this might be like an Olympics deal. We might not see
it's
Brady
It's been every
again.
3 years, but it might end up being every four.
Yeah, we might not see Brady ever again.
How Brady can continue to do this, to be honest. I mean,
the owner stuff?
Yeah, like, and Chip Kelly kind of sold him out. Like,
good at it.
He is the owner, basically. Chip Kelly said, the only person I met with was Tom Brady. Like, Tom Brady is pulling all the strings in Vegas. I'm not sure how that's not a massive conflict of interest. The NFL needs to step in and say, bro, you probably shouldn't do this. We need to get you off the broadcast booth if you want to be this invested in what's going on with the Raiders.
Yeah, I could see that, Wolchuk. I think they might be making a special exception because he's not majority owner, and they think that maybe because that is the case, his power is limited. But I think because you have the unique ownership situation with the Raiders, a new GM, it's very likely that Tom could, you know, dominate that like he did, you know, the culture around the Patriots.
The last thing that stood out, did you guys see the Jimmy Johnson deal pregame?
Yeah, AI cool. Jimmy.
It made me think of the 30 for 30 they did on L. Davis. where they had like Al Davis was also like an AI thing and they're making him look younger. It was a little bit weird, but I loved it. I loved the overall video and Jimmy got very emotional. Apparently he is not retiring from Fox Sports.
That was
it felt like a goodbye though, didn't it?
Yes, dude. I was like, this is a non-retirement retirement thing. Like how are you going to have like a 10 minute AI looking back? And then at the end of it all, you have the entire crew talking about their favorite Jimmy Johnson.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And memories, lifetime
and then,
achievement. And then he's still going one day at a time, coach speak, cliche, bullcrap.
It was like,
I'm not retiring? What are you talking about?
I thought the technology was cool, and I guess what you have in those monster-like nine-hour pregame shows is everybody's trying to come up with different features to stretch the time.
You got to fill all the spot.
I just want more people talking about the game. I don't need all those human interest pieces. Like, that drove me crazy. I found myself clicking out of it at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, like going to look for a TV, a movie to watch.
It was over.
Yeah. I was like,
it was pretty cool having.
We just talk about the game.
Yeah. But the Gronk and Kelce interview, like, great interviewing great, and then Brady interviewing
that
Mahomes.
Fun.
Like,
yeah.
That. Aspect is what I thought Fox did crush.
Indeed, Wolchuk. Thank you so much for a look at TV takeaways from the Super Bowl. Time to go into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius with your G-Bag of the Day.
I must say that Totino's pizza commercial, the pizza rolls with the alien Jasmo, I like that one.
It was good.
Poor alien died, but I did like it, man. It's hilarious. Kind of look that up. Yeah, Jasmo. Now I kind of feel a little weird about this situation because there was like two, like y'all said, it was mustaches flying, and there was eyebrows flying.
Yeah,
man. So Pringles was like, right after they seen old boy's eyelashes fly off or whatever, they're like, oh my god,
yeah,
oh my god,
can't
get the $1 million on this.
Yeah, dude. As soon as you see that, you're going, oh
man.
Crap.
Oh, they had our same idea.
Or the people that maybe bought like more expensive spots for later into the game because you're thinking it's going to be like the height of the game of viewership, and then it was a trash game.
Oh my gosh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there was two aliens too. There was Jazzmo, and there was Doritos doing one.
Yeah.
So
similar ideas.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe the same ad agency was cleaning up.
Oh my god. Got one for you.
Pitching ideas. Yeah.
All right, we got a vacated title because you went five times there, Mr. Broadus.
Thank you, Lucius. Congrats. Appreciate that.
So up first here is Mark Cuban had a hypothetical for Bill Gates. He had a hypothetical for him.
And so I wanted to start off with a question because you've been in, you know, unique situations and maybe you can help. if after you left Microsoft... you found out that Steve Ballmer traded Windows 11, like the new hot operating system, for Windows 10, the Hall of Fame, but older. Windows 10. What would you do?
I might have to hide from the press.
Yeah.
I know a couple other people that are in that situation.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, we need to hear from Nico. It's time, you know? Let's get out here for a little media availability one of these days soon.
He was ducking that smoke, boy. I tell you what. He was ducking that smoke.
Seems like the fans. Seems like the fans were responsible with it yesterday, you know? If I was watching that from Nico's perspective, I might feel like, yeah, I'm going to the next game. We got a 5-game homestand. I'm making it to one of these.
Boom, 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 boom. Now, I played this on Friday, but I want to give it another opportunity here because it's some great audio. Way FM, the Christian radio station, is syndicated out. Here's a whole lot of Way FMs, but this is the one in Nashville where a Cowboys fan had the wrong number.
Yeah.
But he had some smoke.
Did he think he was calling the fan? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's a fan down there. I looked in Google. There's a sports station that has fan in it.
Okay.
So I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm on the radio?
No, I'm recording you, but it's not live on the radio.
Okay. I just want to make a comment about, you know, all of this stuff y'all promoting about Ashton Jenny, I don't want to hear that no more.
Sure. Hey, I really appreciate your passion. I think you have the wrong number.
No, hold on, sweetheart. Let me correct you because you sound like Will McClay.
I
had to correct Will McClay. This is not passion. This is testosterone.
I don't think you called the right phone number was what I was trying to say.
Okay, all right. So whatever phone, the call in, the fan, I can talk to or whatever. See, that's the problem. It's too much passion in Dallas.
No.
Y'all need testosterone on that field.
This is you called a Christian music radio station in Nashville, Tennessee. I think you have the wrong number. You know,
Christian Nashville, oh my God.
Oh,
okay,
my God.
Thank you.
Sorry.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's pretty good. I'll call you back on Sunday. My bad.
Yeah. Oopsies.
Listen, sweetheart.
Listen.
Let me tell you. Let me correct you.
Yeah, let me correct you. Do a little mansplaining here. Listen here. Let's see what else we got for you boys. Yesterday was a church day. I pray that you got a blessing. There's a blessing out here for you. Now, I've had this clip sitting in the... It's been sitting in the folder for a second. There's a pastor right here that got caught up in the Kendrick Lamar sweepstakes. Check this dude out right here.
It was Burger King in 1973 in their heated debate with McDonald's. They needed a slogan that would help them in the beef race, that would help them in the hamburger race. They came up with a slogan that would change the trajectory of the whole hamburger race. They said, instead of giving you what we think you should have, you can now have it your way. And I'm so glad that God sometimes lets us have it our way. If you wanted a burger that only had ketchup, you could get a burger that only had ketchup.
Yeah. Yes.
Mustard!
Yes. That's awesome.
Yeah. Have it your way.
Especially with that flame broiling, Chief. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Chief, you like that flame broil.
Yeah.
Kiss of flame.
The steak.
All right. I guess that, well, I know I do have one more. Let's see what we got. Super Bowl radio. Oh. Sean and Bobby going at it again.
Oh, no. Really? Here we go.
Bobby picked the Eagles. Sean just doesn't like them, bro.
Who's going to win? It's going to be the Eagles because the Chiefs can't be allowed to continue to do this. They can't. They've not. This is such an unsustainable. The whole thing about Holt is talking about the block. What?
Give real football analysis. Not like it
this
just
is a real football analysis.
Happen.
This is real.
Can't happen.
No, this is real. I'm so angry.
Let me pound the table.
Wow, you look dumb already.
All right, go ahead.
You already look dumb. You already look stupid. Pounding the table.
Finish the segment then. If you don't like the way I'm doing it, go ahead.
It's like, oh, this is just
go ahead.
Continue. You've already been proven wrong. You already
finish
lost.
It. Go ahead.
They already ended up in the Super Bowl.
All right,
turn off your mic then.
All right.
Get on the damn plane if you want.
Get on the damn plane.
Good
Lord.
What are we doing down there?
Woo! He's leaning into it. Makes me a little nervous.
That's great.
This is Sean asking Bobby to give real football analysis, telling him he looks dumb already. Wow. Pastor talking about Burger King letting us have it our way. Friday, Way FM. Had that clip there from church. Lucius brought it back. It is hilarious. Or is it Mark Cuban?
Mustard!
With Bill Gates. Gates might have to hide from the press there if he was in Nico's shoes. Well, I don't know who to vote for, Chief. How about you?
I'll go Sean and Bob.
Lucius?
The Christian radio station.
Well, Chuck?
I'm going to go with the Christian radio station call as well.
Right.
Sean and Bobby.
I'll go Friday's Way FM clip here. The guy thought he was calling into the fan. Call us back on Friday. We'd love to hear from you during what you're drinking and what you're thinking. Okay, and you don't have to be consuming alcohol. I do assume you're a man of God. You know, you might have a policy against that. Okay, best of the weekend coming up, Chief. Where are we heading?
Saquon's most impressive moment. We have on-brand Eagles fans, and he's not fat. Bring him back.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes, and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.